Welcome to American Road Trip Talk, where we introduce you to the people behind the stories in American Road Magazine. My name is Foster Brown. After a long hiatus, we're back on the American Road Trip Talk with the folks who are part and parcel of the stories we cover in our magazine. In this first edition, we meet Erica Nelson, one of the authors who has given us a unique view of the American Road's roadside attractions for more than a decade. Erica is kind of a traveling evangelist for folk art, both collecting it and encouraging its creation. She has chronicled bigger-than-life attractions along our nation's byways, everything from the biggest duck on Long Island to the largest baseball bat in Louisville, Kentucky, and an enormous ketchup bottle that serves as the water tower in Collinsville, Illinois. Erica has collected these and miniaturized them into the world's largest collection of the world's smallest versions of the world's largest things. I caught up with Erica recently at her home base in Lucas, Kansas, where she's now planning on establishing a world headquarters for her collection. A local businessman has donated an historic building as a base for her miniatures, and she's going to spend 2017 setting up her base of operations in the Sunflower State. You're going to love Erica's definition of the kind of art that she scours America's backyards to find. Erica Nelson is a frequent contributor to our American Road magazine. As a matter of fact, in a recent one, she was hatching a rather large egg. Well, I don't know if I should say that. She was helping a city in Kansas to hatch a rather large egg. How you doing, Erica?
Good. How are you doing, Foster Brown?
I'm doing well. Thank you very much. I'm teasing a little bit about one of our recent issues. It showed from Wilson, Kansas, a rather prodigious egg that you were involved in helping them to get.
Yeah, a long time ago, I did a presentation to one of their downtown groups, and because they have this really great Czechoslovakian heritage, mm-hmm. and one of the things about that Czechoslovakian heritage is a very specific kind of decorated egg, it was suggested that a world's largest Czech egg might be an appropriate symbol for their town.
That is really wonderful. Where is Wilson, Kansas?
It is smack dab in the middle of Kansas along Interstate 70.
Uh-huh. So this is now the world's largest Kozlice egg? Did I get that pronunciation right?
From what I've seen in the printed translation, it says crossless. But I have not heard anybody with my own ears say it. So I'm not sure how accurate that is.
And I understand it's fiberglass, right?
Yeah, it's a big, beautiful fiberglass form, and they did a brilliant move in that they transported the egg undecorated to town, and a local high school teacher was responsible for coming up with the design and painting it. So they made the egg on a spindle so it could be rotated for ease of painting, and now it sits upright on its butt in this really beautiful cut metal pavilion in downtown Wilson.
Oh, wow, that is really neat. Are there other projects like that you've been involved with, you know, local cultural history being expressed like this one is?
This has been the physically largest one, and you never know it when you're planting a bunch of seeds out there doing lectures, you're never sure where they take purchase and grow. So I'll have to revisit towns and see if anybody else is sort of actuated any of the crazy ideas that I keep spreading.
Well, you're kind of an evangelist for that. How would we put it for the kinds of things that you're encouraging people to get involved with doing?
Roadside vernacular architecture that expresses place in a big way. World's largest thing.
I love it. That is a title that we will have to find a way of putting in bright lights. Listen, one of the things, Erica, that I've heard, and I saw it on Facebook as an interesting place to see it, is that you are now also going to be, I don't know, if are you settling down in Lucas, Kansas with your collection, or is it just you're going to find a single place to put all of your goodies?
Well, we've had Lucas, Kansas as our home base for an awful long time, but the collection has always been mobile, traveling the back roads of the U.S. But after 15 years of doing this exploration, the ephemera and the projects kind of build up in my backyard. And a local businessman decided to make possible a downtown museum space so that I could house the collection that keeps on growing and is becoming a little bit too big to be mobile. And so I will be opening a non-mobile permanent museum space downtown Lucas this year.
Wow.
And we're having a space warming on April 1st, which is no joke. And it'll be a very exciting thing to see these displays put up permanently for the enjoyment of visitors to Lucas, roadside enthusiasts, yeah, and add to our downtown environment.
Well, I hope that the roadside enthusiasts who are listening to this will circle that date on the calendar, April 1st in Lucas, Kansas, and going to be the official, what do we say, the housewarming for the
museum?
Yeah,
space warming and work in progress.
I love it. Any other works in progress that you've got going on around the country?
Well, I've been on the road for the last 2.5 years, so I am trying to spend this year rededicated to Lucas and wrapping up all those loose ends that unravel while you're away from a home base. Part of that will be redoing the world's largest souvenir travel plate that we built here, I think back in 2007. It's time for a facelift on that, and then really focusing on that museum space.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, Erica Nelson, thank you so much for gracing us with your presence here on American Road Trip Talk. And we look forward to many more of these wonderful roadside attractions. Now, what was the term you used again?
Roadside vernacular architecture.
There we go. Roadside vernacular architecture. Folks, that is a term we're going to all have to learn. Erica, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks so much, Foster.
I hope you enjoyed this podcast and will watch for our next one as they appear on our blog page at AmericanRoadMagazine.com. You'll also find a wealth of information waiting for you on our homepage. Things like itineraries for your next trip, sweepstakes, special bargains, and a whole lot more. Until we meet again on the next American Road Trip Talk, look for us on Facebook. This is Foster Brown reminding you that the joy is in the journey.